I just got a tiny little message, and I just want to bring this message. And as I bring this message, like it is every Sunday, it's really from the bottom of my heart. So I just want to pray right now. And Father, I just thank you for this congregation. I thank you, Lord, that your favor indeed rests upon each person here today. And I bless them, and I thank you for each and every one of them in Jesus' name. Amen. So I won't speak very long. Who's glad about that? You're so polite. I want to read a scripture to you. It's a beautiful scripture. It's found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 2 to 4, and as usual, I have it on the screen. And this was written by the Apostle Paul. He said this, "We always thank God for all of you and pray for you constantly. And as we pray to our God and Father about you, we think of your faithful work, your loving deeds, and the enduring hope you have because of our Lord Jesus Christ. We know, dear brothers and sisters, that God loves you and has chosen you to be his own people. You might not feel very important today because life has a way of making you feel unimportant. But that last sentence on that beautiful verse says, God loves you and he's chosen you. Not everybody in the world is a Christian. There's 7.8 billion people in the world, but the minority are born again Christians and you're part of the minority. God has chosen you. We always thank God for all of you, and we know, dear brothers and sisters, that God loves you and has chosen you to be his own people. And as we approach Christmas, by the way, I've got a present for everybody if you sit up nice and straight and pay attention. It's only a tiny little present. I'll give it to you in just a few moments. See, a Christmas present from Rochelle and me. But as we approach Christmas and we conclude a really good year, it's been a good year at least for us, Rochelle and I want each of you to know that we thank God for all of you. Now, let me just eyeball you all. Yeah, we thank God for all of you. Indeed, we do. We're grateful to the Lord, and we consider ourselves honored to be part of this church community that we are called, known as Real Life Church. We used to have another name. Anybody remember what the other name was? Southern River Christian Church. Yeah. You know how we got the name Southern River Christian Church? I'll tell you the story about that. I was driving down Ramford Road 20-odd years ago. I thought, you know, we'll start a church. What shall we call it? And I saw the road sign said Southern River. That was enough. That was the extent of it. And you know how we came up with the name Real Life Church? I was reading a book, and I turned it over, and it said Real Life Ministries or something on the back. And I thought, blow this. We'll call our church new name Real Life Church. That's about as spiritual as I get, everybody. So there you go. So today, really, that's true. We're a real life church and we're just delighted to be part of it. And we are a community. Church is an event. We're a community. And whether you've been part of a real life church since the beginning, and a few perhaps have, or if you've just recently joined our church in the last few months, we're really glad that you're here, and we give thanks to God for you, for your faith in Jesus Christ and your devotion to him. We also give thanks to God for you because you let your light shine for Jesus as you go about your daily life. You are the salt of the earth. We give thanks to God for you. We thank God for you that you've persevered through the ups and downs of 2018. And we've all had a few ups and downs. Am I right or am I right? You know, every year has its ups and downs, but nonetheless, you've persevered and you've kept your focus on Jesus. You haven't gone to the left, you haven't gone to the right, but you've pushed through when times have been tough. And we thank God for you, and there's a rich reward for you. Amen. Some of you this year have been through some very difficult circumstances. Some right now are going through difficult circumstances. Others of you this year have suffered loss. Others of you have had a broken heart in 2018. Some of you have been disappointed because you've had unmet expectations. But in spite of all of that, you still have continued to follow the Good Shepherd, who is Jesus Christ. You haven't given up. You haven't thrown the towel in. And you've not given ground to the devil, but you're holding on to Jesus Christ. And Rochelle and I give thanks to God for you. There's some here that you started this church when you started this year, you were backslidden. We get a lot of backslidden people here at Real Life Church coming, and you were cold. You were cold in your heart. But during this year, you've come back to Jesus in 2018, and you've rediscovered your first love, and we give thanks to God for you. Some of you here, and if I look at you when I say this, there is no connection between the statement I'm about to make and my eyes landing on you. I'm just going to look up at the ceiling. Amen. But some of you this year, you yielded to temptation in a bad way. You did something that you're ashamed of. You know, maybe you'd stop taking drugs and then you dabbled again. You know, we've all got our thing, you know. And you sin badly. But instead of saying, well, forget this, I'm out of this, you had a different attitude. You repented and you embraced the mercy of God instead of going back into the world, and you've continued in your faith. And I say to you, if that applies to you, well done. Never give up. Never give up. I'll give you a tip that if you fail and sin, don't move away from God. That's the time when you need to move closer to God. It's always a golden rule. Always a golden rule. Always move closer to God. And you've done that, and well done. And God has restored you, and we give thanks to God for you. Amen? We thank God that you make gathering together a priority each Sunday morning. Thank you for being here. Thank you for coming to the 11:15 service. And we look forward to doing the 11:15 service again next year. And you come in spite of the weather, in spite of the snow and the blizzards, amen. You know, these days, it's a pretty big deal. And you set time aside to come to the church service and worship Jesus with others. And I say, well done, and that is honoring to God. That's wonderful. And we give thanks to God for you. We thank God for you for your enthusiastic praise and worship. Not every church worships God like you do. And as you enter the building each Sunday, and for the second service, 11:15 service, I think, I'll talk frankly with you, I think it's a little bit harder because there's a crowd out there sometimes, and you know, there's a lot of talking, and you can sort of come in and maybe you can get it coming without even being greeted, and yet you still come in. And as you come in, you know, you put your distractions to one side, and then you love to sing. And you lift up your hands and you lift up your hearts to the Lord. And you love to honor God. And you love to shout out your hallelujahs. And I enjoy hearing that. And we give thanks to God for your holy passion. Amen. We thank God that you're hungry for the preaching of God's word. You're patient. With patience, you listen to what's being said. And you know, you listen to the sermons and your hearts are poised to pick up the whisper of God to you. And you make preaching really easy for preachers here at Real Life Church. And we give thanks to God for you. We thank God for your generosity. Our church community here at Real Life Church has become an oasis of life because of your generosity. People in this community know where they can come and be ministered to. It's because of your generosity. And Real Life Church, you give in so many ways so that other people can receive. But we've learned the lesson that it's more blessed to give than to... Yeah, absolutely. You give your time. You give your prayers. You give practical help. You give food. We have so much food go through this place. In fact, today I think we've got a lunch on today. Is that right? There's some food after the service for everybody. But seriously, so much food goes through this place. And you give finances. And there's people in our church who even open up their homes for Bible studies and connect groups. And we give thanks to God for each one of you. Thank you. Thank you. If the Apostle Paul was standing in my place right now, and I don't think he was much taller than I am, amen. He would say this to you, like he said to the Corinthian church, he would say that you are excelling in the grace of giving. And we thank God for Real Life Church. We thank God actually for you. Amen? When we asked for Christmas food parcels, you rose to the occasion. We've already given out loads, and yet more was coming in this morning. Lots of Christmas food parcels. When we asked for presents for the children for the Angel Tree organization, you rose to the occasion. When we asked for a Christmas choir, many of you have joined our Christmas choir, and they'll be on the platform this Friday night, 40 voice choir in their red robes. But thank God for you. You rose to the occasion. Generosity is what you do, and you do it really well, and we thank God for you, and it makes all of the difference in the world. And I think now is a good time to give yourselves a hand. Come on, come on, come on. I don't have much more to say, but I could actually write a book about things that I'm grateful for here at Real Life Church. Let me, Rochelle, just as a side tangent. Rochelle and Kevin, they went to a meeting organized by the city of Gosnells, which was lovely, and there was agencies there, lots of different agencies and organizations that are concerned for the disadvantaged and for the homeless. This is true. I wasn't there, but I heard it from them. They were talking about it. And there was a theme in the meeting. And the theme was this: woe is me. Everybody was complaining that they didn't have enough money. And this is what they said: our funding's been cut from the government. We don't have enough funding. But for Kevin and Rochelle, they didn't talk like that. They were bragging about the generosity of Real Life Church. See, we're not limited by supply from the federal government because we belong to a church that knows how to give. And instead of us cutting back, we've stepped it up and given even more because of this congregation at Real Life Church. Amen. We thank God for you. We thank God for your tithing. Or another word that we have is first fruits. We thank God that you treat your tithing as part of your worship. That's so important. And I will speak about that later next year. You treat your tithing as sacred and holy because it is. Believers tithe, whatever covenant they belong to. We understand this. And because you have given of your tithes to the Lord and you give so generously and you've given to this storehouse, we have not only paid all our bills here in 2018, but we've had enough money come into this place so that we've been able to hit the principal on the mortgage that we have on this facility. And I say thank you for that. And we oversee that. We always try to hit the principal and bring it down. And I don't talk much about this sort of stuff, but that's what's going on. And we're able to do that. And we thank God because you tithe. But in addition, not only have we been able to do that with our mortgage and with our bills, but we've had enough left over to provide help and assistance through our community care ministry. Thank God for your giving. Because of your tithing, ladies and gentlemen, and because of your giving this year, we've provided over 8,000 meals for people in this community out this year. That's a lot of food. And we've also given out over 4,000 food parcels, not including the giving that we're doing at Christmas. Come on! You know, we're not a mega church or anything like this. We're a humble little church here in Gosnells, and this is phenomenal statistics. And we've given these out to people in the surrounding community. And, you know, this doesn't include people coming in for coffees and breakfast that Rochelle makes to people and stuff. That's a lot of giving. And when we give it out, many people have heard the good news of Jesus at the same time. And many people have responded to the gospel of Jesus Christ because you know how to tithe. And I say, thank you, thank you, thank you. And we give thanks to God for you. Amen. We thank God for your missions heart and for your love for our missionaries. And oftentimes we'll speak to a missionary and they'll say how they've been blessed because somebody sent them a card saying, how you doing, or Merry Christmas, or whatever. Your concern for our missionaries and your concern for other nations to hear the gospel has caused you to well up with a rich generosity so that others can hear the good news about Jesus just like you have. We thank God for you. We thank God for you. We thank God too for the gift of your time. I know time is precious to you. It is to me too. And we understand that time has become a real precious commodity in this day and age. Yet you have given your time to honor God. And you've given your time to serve and help our church community function and grow. You've given your time to help make our church better. This is a good church. And we thank God for all of you. We thank God that you've used your gifts to build our church community. Thank you, everybody. Now, thank you, and we give thanks to God for you. And then finally, we thank God. This is really important. We thank God for your love for each other. This is a biggie. We love the vibe of our church services, Rochelle and I, but we're also thrilled to hear the hum of chatter as our church fellowships together around a cup of tea or coffee. Who knows that the church service doesn't finish on the final prayer? It continues out there in the foyer and outside around basketball or whatever it is people are doing. That's church community. We're grateful when we hear that people are making new friends at Real Life Church. We give thanks to God for you. And then finally, we thank God for you, for your kindness to us, to me and Rochelle, and to our family. Thank you. You kindly ignore our idiosyncrasies, and I've got a few, I know, and I'd admit. I know I'm a bit odd at times, but you're so polite. Thanks, John. Well, I think that's all I've got to say. You care for us now. We got some gifts for you, and could the ushers help us? It's a piece of chocolate. Amen. That's the best I could do.